Welcome back to Win the Day Replay. This hour we're featuring some of the hits of Amy Grant, and her album Lead Me On in 1988 contained many songs which were about Christianity and love relationships, but some interpreted it as not being enough of a Christian record. But later years, Lead Me On would be chosen as the greatest contemporary Christian album of all time by CCM Magazine. And let's hear the title song from that album, Lead Me On, from 1988, Amy Grant on Win the Day Replay.
Mighty war.
start your day grounded in faith. Subscribe to the Win the Day podcast wherever you listen. WinTheDay.life.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Think that we are paupers when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the
Day replay with the Imperials from 1979. They were one of the few Southern gospel quartets to flourish in the era of contemporary Christian music. They won a flock of Dove Awards for that song, Praise the Lord, from 1979. Win the Day replay as we take you back to the early days of contemporary Christian music, songs born out of faith, honesty, and a desire to share hope through music. Here's our featured artist today, Amy Grant, and this song was from 1982. She released her breakthrough album, Age to Age, and it contained a signature track, El Shaddai, written by Michael Card. El Shaddai was later awarded one of the Songs of the Century by the RIAA in 2001, and Grant received her first Grammy for Best Contemporary Gospel Performance, as well as two GMA Awards for Gospel Artist of the Year and Pop Contemporary Album of the Year. That album, Age to Age, became the first Christian album by a solo artist to be certified gold in 1983, and the first Christian album to be certified platinum in 1985. Let's hear El Shaddai from 1982. It's Amy Grant, our featured artist on Win the Day Replay.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you save the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, turn the sea. Children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai. Through the years you made it clear that the time of Christ was near, though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be. Though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echam Kana Adonai. I will praise you till I die, El Shaddai.
Here's Worship Pastor Matthew Morris on how Gen Zers and Millennials are finding that small churches are helping them rediscover their faith in Christ.
If you go to a small church, you're going to be able to have a direct relationship with not only just the pastor, but everyone in the church. Mm-hmm. And you have essentially a small village of people who can help you get through whatever hard times you're dealing with. And then in return, whenever you see someone in your small group that's going through something, you remember how they helped you and you're able to jump in and help out. There's so many people my age that have experienced church hurt and are coming back to the church. And it's not anything like what pushed them out. It's the complete opposite.
Find Pastor Matthew's podcast and many others to deepen your faith at wintheday.life. That's wintheday.life.
Reach out to him when broken hearts and minds. every one of them will say, with no exception, that they find Jesus never
Win the Day Replay and the group Truth from 1996 in their 25th anniversary album, And Jesus Never Fails. Well, it's been a lot of fun to be with you today, and thank you so much for listening to Win the Day Replay. May the music you've heard today remind you of God's faithfulness in every season. And this is Randall J. Miller reminding you to win the day today with Christ.